Kelvin Buckman.
Identifying products, goods, and services that they're already buying, And all you're doing is getting them to check and change the brands that they are purchasing. Okay? You're going to get them to do that. And for those, again, for those brands, they're going to get paid what? Well, they switch the brand's product from what? 5 to Snap or Centrum to Isotonic. Okay? They're going to be rewarded by getting paid cash back. Okay? Customers get paid cash back for purchasing through the shop.com site. They get paid cash back for changing brands and products to market Taiwan products. And they can get paid cash back by referring people they know to your site to buy products, goods, and services to market Taiwan products, as well as other products, goods, and services through your website. Okay? So they can be compensated three different ways, by three different ways. Okay? Now the fourth step in creating a shop annuity is we want to what? Create leverage. So what we want to do is we want to find two or more individuals that want to improve their financial situation, okay? And simply by doing the first three steps, in addition to finding two individuals themselves to do the first three steps, what will happen is we will expand the number of customers that are purchasing and contributing to the annuity. They're purchasing on a frequent, ongoing basis. Therefore, there is an ongoing regeneration of both BB and IB. This is the core of the business. This is the essence of the business. We have to be able to talk to this theme. We have to be able to control the conversation. What we are speaking to, potential prospects, business partners, as well as customers. Because our best customers, oftentimes, will be our best business partners. Okay? So, and the key is for expansion is always you want to create leverage. Now the result is the creation of a never-ending flow of BB and IBB. It continues to regenerate month after month, week after week, until finally, what it does is it generates ongoing weekly commissions. Now making the shopping experience, our goal is to do this. The result is to create that BB, but at the same time, what we want to do is become a shop consultant. It's simply getting people to change brands as well as getting people to change how they access products, goods, and services they would already go and purchase anyway, regardless, okay? Now, making the shopping experience for their households, okay, and customers as efficient as possible. Now, let's talk about the annuity. We have the shopping piece down, so we understand the shopping part of the shopping annuity. But let's talk about annuity. How many people in here really truly know what an annuity is? Good. I'm glad everybody was honest. Okay? Because most people, they always thought, you must be under a rock. If you've never heard the term shopping annuity, you haven't read anything J.R. Ryder has written or haven't heard him on tape or heard him speak. Because he's always talking about the MA shopping annuity. Because it is our business model. Okay? Now, here's how an annuity works. Most of us, when we hear the word annuity, we think of what? It's some kind of financial instrument. But we really don't know how it works. We know it's a financial instrument where we're going to get what? Paid, okay? We get paid. You invest some money, you get paid on a regular basis. So let's talk about this annuity. An annuity is a process by which a fixed payment, is made to you at specified intervals. In other words, you're going to get paid at specified intervals for a specified length of time. Some annuities is you're going to get paid, let's say, $500 every single month for 20 years. Okay? So you get a fixed payment on a periodic basis over a specified term or length of time. To fund the annuity, you must contribute a fixed sum payment before the payouts may begin. In other words, you have to contribute a lump sum payment, usually rather large. It might be like $500,000, okay, depending on what you want to receive each month, okay, and for how long you want to receive it. And that dictates the lump sum you've got to put in up front, okay? So to fund an annuity, you have to put in a lump sum fixed payment. Okay, in the very beginning, in order to receive that ongoing payment on a monthly basis or whatever period of time you wish. Okay, Market American Shopping Annuity works exactly. Our Market American Shopping Annuity works exactly, exactly. exactly the same way. The same way. There's only one major difference between our annuity and the other types of annuities, and that is that the unfranchised owners the fixed sum payment is made not in legal tender, not in money, but in time. Our fixed sum payment is made in time, not legal tender, okay? Simply by investing 8 to 15 hours per week for 24 to 36 months. 24 to 36 months, 8 to 15 hours per week, consistently over a 24 to 36 month period, creates your fixed sum payment, i.e. the 2 to 3 year plan. The 2 to 3 year plan. We talk about the 2 to 3 year plan versus what? 40 to 45 year plan. The 2 to 3 year plan is what? 24 to 36 months. Okay, that's our fixed sum payment. It's not money, it is time. The time, again, is 8 to 15 hours per week, 24 to 36 hours a month to create your fixed sum payment up front. Okay? So performing the four activities above and ensuring all business partners within your two sales and distribution organizations are duplicating, changing the brands of products that they're currently purchasing someplace else to the brands that they're going to sell and represent by changing how they're going to access the products, goods, and services that are not privately marketed Taiwan labeled. Okay, such as going to partner stores, buying school supplies, clothes, washing machines, dryers, things like that. Okay, and by simply building a small portfolio of 10 to 15 individuals, then they get to switch brands of products and simply get them to change how they're going to access partner stores that they're going to go to anyway and buy what? Clothes, school supplies, office supplies, and things like that. Okay? And by simply identifying finding two or more individuals that are going to do what? One, improve their financial situation, and basically do something that they're already going to do. See, that's the genius. That's the genius behind our unfranchised business model, is the fact that it monetizes exactly what we're doing anyway. We've always been doing these things before we became market Taiwan and franchise owners, and simply by doing the same thing and introducing and exposing this business model to others, as well as our products to others, and getting them to switch brands, we make money, we basically get paid to shop, and they get paid to shop. Even our customers get paid to shop, okay? So, by performing those activities and getting the duplication and the ABC pattern going, what will happen is you can reasonably expect to earn $1,500 per week, and our time frame is forever. And this business can be willed generation after generation after generation after generation. Okay? It doesn't stop. It's not fixed sum, $500,000 fixed sum payment. You get $500 a month over 20 years. All it is by investing 8 to 15 hours per week for 24 to 36 months, we can reasonably expect $1,500 per week or more forever. So again, our fixed sum payment is simply in time and not money. And that's what creates our shopping annuity. Now to start and begin with the shopping annuity, then it all starts with a household assessment. The first step we have to do what? We have to change brands of products that we're currently buying. Okay, we're currently buying on a frequent basis, so it starts with us. We have to get products in the product. Okay, so what we have to do is we have to go and not only identify the products, goods, and services that we're currently buying from some other business establishment, what we have to do is we have to identify those products and goods and services that are being purchased in our household. And then what we have to do is we identify those, and then we begin to change the brand of products that we have that are marketed Taiwan labeled, and begin to purchase those products from our own business versus doing what? Purchasing somebody else's products from somebody else's business. Now, we do that using the home shopping list, all right? Or the home advisor. Now, the home shopping list is the paper form where you check off products, goods, and services that you're purchasing every single month or every 8 weeks or every quarter for that matter. And then what you do, is you basically have identified all those end-market Taiwan products that are available. Now, for products, goods, and services that we don't have, again, we're still going to buy those products, goods, and services from partner stores that we buy them from anyway. We're just going to change how we access those stores to make those purchases, okay? Now, we have a home advisor that you can do the same process online. Now, the key there is that if you use the home advisor is not only going to, identify those products, market Taiwan products, but what else is going to happen is it's going to create a buy list for you. So those products that you aren't using every single month and are on transfer buying, what will happen is you will have a list of all the products that you buy, not monthly, but maybe every 8 weeks or every 12 weeks, so that those products on that list are always in front of you whenever you hit my list. The worst thing you could ever have happen is come home and find Tide in your laundry room. It's not good. Okay? If you come home and you find Tide in your laundry room, you fail business 101. Okay? Because you don't get paid. You don't get paid to use Tide. You get paid to use staff. Okay? So you need to get that process down. Now, the other thing is it starts with you and then conduct each business with each business partner and duplicate it with your entire organization. So the number one thing you can do, okay, with respect to solidifying your business, your business, your sales distribution, is to make sure that the shopping annuity process is duplicated throughout your entire organization. Because your organization has to be a product of the product, and your seller represent the product that they use. But you have to use the product and be a product of the product in order to be successful. Okay? So it starts with you, and you have to make sure that your teammates, your business partners, are duplicating this process. Okay? They've got to be a product of the product, and they have to be shopping through their markettaiwanshop.com site. Okay? Now remember, our goal is to build two sales and distribution organizations, each generate in excess of 5,000 in group business volume every single week in order to earn 66,500 new Taiwan dollars every single week. Okay? That's our goal and objective. In order to do that, we must sell product. We must sell product. We sell product. Okay? We sell product. In order to do that, we have to do products as a product. If you own a Toyota dealership, you would not be driving around in a Ford or a Nissan. Okay? If you own a Toyota dealership, you're going to be driving a Toyota. You drive a Nissan, you drive a Porsche. It's bad for business. You need to be a product of your product. Okay? The other thing is, you must conduct and complete the shopping annuity. You must be a participant in the shopping annuity. Everybody must participate because that is the beauty of the business. This whole organizational structure and compensation plan was designed. It was designed for the average individual. The average individual being defined as someone that has 8 to 15 hours per week. 8 to 15 hours per week of discretionary time that they can devote to activities that they are capable of accomplishing. Every single person in this room already possesses the skill sets necessary to be successful in this business. The missing link or the missing success factor is getting everybody that is in your organization to duplicate these activities. It's not that they're not capable. Okay, it's incumbent upon us as the manager. Okay, to get it duplicated into our organization. That's the missing link. Okay, all right. Now, the second thing is we have to expose the business. We have to expose the business to as many people as possible, as many people as possible. It's not about quantity. It's about identifying quality individuals, bringing them into the organization, people that are most likely to duplicate this process. Most likely are going to duplicate this process. In other words, we need to find people that really want to what? Really want to do something in addition to what they're currently doing in order to achieve something more than they currently have. And we want to identify those individuals. But the key is we've got to expose the business model. We have to expose the business model to a large quantity of people to find those quality people. Okay? So we have to all expose the business. The more people that are exposing the business accurately, effectively, and efficiently, the greater number of people we will expose it to, and the bigger the bean jar. Okay? So again, it's about quality, not quantity, but it takes going through quantities of people to find the quality people. Okay? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that this afternoon. And the third objective is that we just sell tickets. We sell tickets. What do tickets represent? Tickets represent education. Education. You have to be knowledgeable. In order to sell the product, in order to sell the business, you must be knowledgeable. You must be knowledgeable, and where you get that knowledge is by going to meetings, trainings, and seminars. Meetings, trainings, and seminars. And then a ticket is required to be purchased in order to attend these meetings, trainings, and seminars. It's very valuable. We're not selling the ticket, we're selling education. We're selling validation, verification that the business model works if you work it correctly. If you invest that time, up front consistently, 24 to 36 months, 8 to 15 hours a week, doing the right thing, you have every reasonable expectation to make the $47,005 every week, okay? But we sell tickets. Now you have the opportunity, you have an opportunity today to do one of these three activities, which is to purchase your ticket. You've got to have three tickets. You have to have a minimum of three tickets purchased and in your pocket before you leave this Coliseum. Before you leave this Coliseum today, you must have three tickets. It's not something that you aspire to. This is not something that you're going to get a pat on the back for. This is not something we're going to give you a ribbon for. It's not something we're going to give you a medal for. This is something, if you want to make $47,500 new Taiwan dollars every single week, you must have three tickets in your pocket, one for you and two for two new people you intend to have at the convention in April. Now, if you don't have those three tickets, I will share this with you. If you do not have those three tickets in your pocket, let me tell you what you're telling yourself. What you're telling yourself is I have no intention to apply what was shared at this leadership school. I have no intention of applying what was shared at this leadership school by all the speakers, okay? All the speakers that are coming up here this weekend, they're sharing with you exactly what you need to do in order to get what you want out of this business. But one of the things that I will tell you, if you don't have three tickets, one for you and two to have to sell to two new business partners, that you're going to have, what you're saying is, I don't intend to apply what I learned here. And in essence, this whole weekend will end up being a lost opportunity. And a waste of time. You need to commit. If you're truly committed to making $47,500 every single week, you need to have those three tickets. So if nothing else, when you leave here this weekend, make sure you have those three tickets. Make sure you have those three tickets because it will give you leverage. It will create leverage. It'll make sure they'll burn a hole in your pocket and you'll do whatever it takes to expose the business to two people to have them here at convention. And that would be the smartest thing you could do, the most efficient thing you could do, and the most effective thing you could do with respect to building your business and building a successful business. Shay, and I will see you in the next one.